Mark it on your calendar.
Today's the day.
What day?
Today's National Wine Day.
Naturally.
And all we're doing is drinking wine.
Guys, are we drinking wine?
Right now, drinking wine is winning.
Whether it be red wine or rosé, today is National Wine Day.
That's good wine.
I don't remember drinking four bottles of wine.
Raise your glass.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Wow. What a day. What a night. It's the Monica J. Show. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am feeling better than before I had COVID. Oh, I just appreciate you so much for being here. I really do. And participating, not only by talking and texting at 884-9910, playing our text contest at 884-9910, answering our poll questions, which, by the way, just happens to be today. I can't believe he said it. I just was laughing my butt off yesterday. According to Ted Cruz, wokeism is an issue for our military. So here's the question. Is wokeism emasculating our military and threatening America's survival? So basically he's saying, where's the testosterone? Where are our manly men who will pick up arms and protect the men or protect the men that can't protect themselves now and protect the women and children of the village? Or in this case, the United States. You know, I swear, Ted Cruz and DeSantis, that they're going neck and neck in trying to be the most patriotic to see who's going to win the primary. Those two will be running for president. Maybe not right now, but they're positioning themselves. All right. Yesterday's question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Tumwa be allowed to impose fines for people not following their water restrictions? 64% of those participating said no. Who made them the water police? I guess somebody. 36% said yes. All right. Let's get back to Senator Cruz. Also says, leftists are trying to destroy the American military and turn it into a bunch of pansies. Love him. So warned Senate Foreign Affairs Committee member Ted Cruz. He did this last Friday. Responding to a new outrageously politically correct U.S. Army recruitment ad. If you haven't seen it, yeah, just look it up. Just search it. Woke military ad or recruitment ad. I mean, I love the fact that it's a little girl who wants to go into the military. Love the fact that, you know, she was raised by a lesbian couple. That's, you know, good for her. But they focus on that way too much. Way too much. So that triggered a backlash, of course. And it's just, I love it. It gets people talking. Wow. Senator Tammy Duckworth said that He shouldn't suggest the Russian military was better than the one that came to rescue during January 6th Capitol attack. What? Senator Duckworth? January 6th was not an attack. It wasn't an armed insurrection. It wasn't a foreign body military, whether it be the Iranians or the Russians or the Chinese or all of them mixed together to take down this country. That was not an attack. An attack is where a foreign body invades your soil and doesn't really matter who you are, whether you're a man or a woman or a child, and just starts firing. Lobbing grenades. Bombing buildings. See, I don't know what's worse. The people who are in the military who are doing this, or the men and women in Congress who are supporting it and pushing it. Wow. You know what? I'm going to change my mind on the commission for the Capitol 6th attack, because you know what? More and more information is coming out that makes them look like complete idiots. Guess who got arrested, or guess who got just what he deserved? He got $90,000 for selling the footage inside the Capitol that he took, along with a CNN wannabe, had a bullhorn encouraging people. What do they call that? Mob mentality? Some have called it jungle fever. You get into this. Well, everybody else is doing it. Adrenaline gets going. Let's do it. Yeah, encouraging people so he could get great footage to sell. And he was busted. Love it. Love it. No, seriously, what was his name? I had it here a minute ago, and now I can't find it. Oh, I got so many things spread out in front of my face. I mean, this is huge. Rat in a trap. Fauci admits COVID may have been man-made. Admits to funding Chinese labs. Yeah, the truth always comes out. What concerns me the most about all of this is the government's involvement, not only in, pansifying our military. I mean, everybody needs education. Everybody needs to be respectful of other people. Why are we going into these wars? Why the invasions? Because somebody else is paying for it and encouraging it. Just like that brat who went into the Capitol filming just to get money for it. Black Lives Matter. activist. No, he's a BLM terrorist, in my opinion. You encourage all of this mayhem within your country. You're a terrorist, just like Antifa, just like any member of BLM who's out there decrying to defund the police, defund the military, defund ICE. I mean, we have that right here in our own legislature. What do you mean? Well, look at AB 376. This is a bill that prohibits law enforcement agencies from asking immigration-related questions and prohibits cooperation with federal immigration authorities. The bill will ensure all governmental agencies are in compliance with these prohibitions and will require the Attorney General, our Attorney General, to develop model procedures to achieve that goal. It seeks to create a task force that encourages minority-owned businesses. All right, first off, why would you have a bill that combines getting rid of illegals and encouraging minority-owned businesses? Why would you have those two separate things in a bill? Are you encouraging illegal immigrant owned businesses? Is that what you're doing? Yeah, that's your legislature at work. I think the Democrats are just so confident in the Dominion system that they'll all be back again next year. Reelected? Well, let me tell you. Joey Gilbert's working on that. And we need to all make sure. We need to contact our county commissioners and the Secretary of State's office every single day. We will not accept Dominion voting machines. Maybe electronic voting sometime in the future. But we need paper ballot, hand count. I don't care how many people live in the county. Get more volunteers. And watch them like a hawk. Oh, so many things to talk about. And I already ran out of time. Again, if you want to contact your legislators, AB 376. No on this. Just typically woke bill. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back with more of you, more of Nevada, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Research says that drinking an occasional glass of red wine is good for you. And now, here's how you think you sound when you're high on wine.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are back together.
And here's what you really sound like when you're high on wine.
What's with Ben Affleck and his attraction to Jennifers? Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Lopez, Bennifer, Jennifer Lopez again?
So be responsible and enjoy your National Wine Day.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being you. Bob just sent me this as a response to the poll question today. You don't have to hump a 100-pound pack and worry about running out of ammunition when you're dealing with a panty raid at the Capitol. that, you know, compared to what our military actually does, yeah. Sorry. And not only carrying that pack and running out of ammunition, but having people firing at you and trying to kill you at the same time. Oh, Bob, you're the best. Thank you so much for sending me the John Sullivan with the crazy eyes. Yes, the crazy eyes. John Sullivan, otherwise known as Jaden X. They confiscated his $90,000. That is just the best. Let's see. Tammy Duckworth is a flaming idiot and traitor. I don't care what happened to her or that she simply served. What she is doing as a Congress critter has wiped out all her military attaboys. That's from Vance this morning. So we've got a chance for you to win today some fabulous prizes with our text contest. Don't miss out on that. All you have to do is have that text number in there, 884-9910. I think that we'll try and do it in the 10 o'clock hour. I've been falling back to the 11 o'clock because I just have so many great things to talk to you about. Well, not necessarily great, giving you the idea of what is going on around you by those who you've elected to protect you. Protect you? No, I don't think so. Control you. Manage you. Manipulate you. That's better. So in the same week that we had a huge, huge win for justice, the Supreme Court unanimously declared that police cannot carry out warrantless home invasions in order to seize guns under the pretext of their community caretaking duties. You know, basically what our red flag laws say, that, you know, oh, he's mentally disabled. Yeah. Yeah. He was threatening me, or no, he was threatening himself. He was going to, yeah, all of his weapons. Because somebody accuses you of something. Well, the Biden administration, they were pretty much counting on the Supreme Court with all of their packings on there, John Roberts, that they were going to go the other way. Because in that same week, the Biden regime announced its plans for a pre-crime prevention agencies. Pre-crime prevention. Did anybody see that horrible movie, Minority Report? That's what we're working towards. And it's already there. CP3. Look it up. I love how they just, you know, give all these numbers and initials and then you won't know what it is. What the hell is CP3? Well, it's the new Center for Prevention Programs and Partnerships and additional efforts to comprehensively combat domestic violent extremism. And it's already in the Department of Homeland Security. You know those, you get that feeling when, oh, you think the IRS is targeting Tea Party groups? Maybe that somebody told them to? Lois Lerner, admitting to it. Not getting in trouble at all. For financially targeting people with the IRS. Do you think that CP3 is going to target groups, organizations, individuals. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. Oh, we've seen some gems come out of him. He announced DHS has, so that means it's already a done deal, it's been in the works, has established a new Center for Prevention Programs and Partnerships to improve the department's ability to combat terrorism and targeted violence, consistent with privacy protections, civil rights, and civil liberties, and other applicable laws. Applicable laws? Excuse me, Mayorkas. There's a law that says you can't enter this country illegally. And you're supporting that. Talk about talking out of both sides of your face. Oh, my gosh. Well, actually, I think he's talking more out of his, you know, it's a southern area. He's got two cheeks as well, but it's not his face. All right. Just my thought. Might want to look into that. There's another three-digit department to take you down. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and just playing the games and participating. Love it when you participate. So today's poll question at 991 and 923, fmtalk.com. Oh, that's two different websites, by the way. Is wokeism emasculating our military and threatening America's survival? That's according to Senator Ted Cruz. So that got me thinking. What do you guys think? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday, should TUMWA be allowed to impose fines for people not following their water restrictions? 64% of those participating said no. We don't need water police. We already have fashion police and all the rest. All right. Let's go to the talk and text lines. A very important meeting going on today with the Washoe County School District. So Roger is here to remind us of it. Hey, Roger.
Hi there. We got to show up, and they're expecting us. But I'm glad that the pressure we have put on them has shown fruit in just a couple days. Goddill and the other guy, the Big Ten, they're both leaving, and I know they say they've got other reasons, but I like to believe that 100 people at their front door is the reason they're really looking at moving. So, and, you know, it's another one of those thankless jobs, but, you know, thankless jobs are what makes America. You know, we can't, just because it's a crappy job, it doesn't pay anything, doesn't mean that it's not important. We've looked the other way about school district jobs and they've been able to put in policies and procedures that are un-American, and we can't have that. You know, I've spent all my life in the military, and I'm just damn tired of it. They've gotten away with so much, and I don't know if we can right this ship, but we certainly can't right it with the people that are in there, except Jeff Church, of course. He's our star, but you know, they've stifled him and they put him in a corner and they've taken his voice away. It's our own little version of cancel culture, and this crap's got to stop. And the only way it stops is to get people in there to say, "I'm sorry, superintendent, but you work for us. We hired you to do a job, and you're not doing it. And so we need to put those people on the marker. Get rid of them. You know, we have to show results. And I know you can't, it's not overnight, but the only new policies that have been added to the Washoe County School District are bad ones. You know, I'm not worried about people that are struggling with their gender. That's not the school district's job to counsel them through that. That's their mother's job. You teach them how to read and how. When's the last time you had them sign their name to a check? God, they've just lost track of the basic stuff. They have no focus.
Yeah, teach them about science and biology, and maybe they can figure it out for themselves. Yeah, but just in case people haven't heard, Roger, Andrew Caudill is accepting an athletic director position with a school district in Wisconsin, and trustee Kurt Thigpen says he's leaving for medical reasons. So, you know.
And I totally believe every word of that. And I'm just saying that that's a great opportunity now to get some people in there that have vision, that have talent for direction, have talent for management. And, you know.
Have talent for protecting America.
So anyway, so they pushed all my buttons, so I'm going to run for Caudill's position. So
I think that is absolutely fantastic. What time does the meeting start today?
2 o'clock, supposedly, but we'll see. They like to shift that around. They love to shift that around at the last minute. So.
And they also like to change the agenda, because I know a lot of people were going down to talk about critical race theory, but they moved that to the next meeting.
Right. Doesn't mean you can't talk about it, folks.
That's true.
Don't public get pushed out.
Public comment is public comment.
A bunch of people from my church said, well, I'm not going to go now because they took that CRT off there. Wait a minute. They've got that, what's that other nonsense one, SHARE or something?
Yeah, the SHARE program.
Sexual health education and I don't know, whatever else it is. I'm not interested in my teachers who I hire to teach my kid how to read and write, to teach my kid how to masturbate. That is not their job. It is not their job to teach them sexual intercourse in the fourth grade.
Yeah, and the teachers
teach them how to.
A lot of the teachers don't even want to teach it, but it's being forced on them.
They don't. That's right. That's exactly right. That policy 4500 that the school district has silences the teacher's voice.
Yeah.
The teachers should be able to go to a county commission meeting and say, hey, can you guys take a look at the school? And I know the school district and the county commission have got nothing to do with each other. I've been told that 100 times by Gene Herman. And they said, well, we have no control over them. They're all elected officials and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, man, so who overlooks them? The state school board? They're the ones passing down these programs that nobody wants to teach.
Yeah, and they're being controlled by the teachers union. So, Roger, where should people go for the meeting today?
It's at the Ninth Street, the main office. So
okay. And just so people remember,
9001 or something.
Yeah, don't. It's not the county commission building. It's the actual Washoe County School District building.
Yeah. It's not this. Yeah, it's the one over by the other side of the freeway, and it's hard to get to, but
it's worth it.
There'll be plenty of people. There'll be a lot of people there. I've got 20 people coming from my church, so
nice.
We're going to get a bunch of folks out there to raise all kinds of concerns. Let's call it concerns for no four letter words. So.
Very good concerns. All right, Roger.
Love
thank you.
You
so much.
You
have a great day, and give them hell for me too. That's it. It's what we have to do. Now, I'm sorry that Kurt is having health issues that he feels he has to leave. And congratulations to Caudill on his accepting another job. But I'm sure that he's going to be a loss for UNR. But that's the thing. Life goes on and opportunities arise. So now, two open seats on the school district. Who's going to apply? who's going to run. Let's actually get some people who want to get the school district back to, I know it's hard to believe, but education. I know, really, right? Education, math, science, all the cool stuff that our country is being dumbed down in. There is book after book after book out there that talks about the dumbing down of America. My husband and I have said that for decades. We look at each other and it's like, dumbing down of America. You know, I wish somebody would, you know, loan me some of their conspiracy theories, because all of mine are coming true. I know it's a meme from Patriot Post. I saw that too. Everything that we keep talking about, the ones that keep trying to silence us, just keep coming to fruition. Start with the kids. You infiltrate the churches. You infiltrate the city government, and then the county government, and then the state government, and then you're in the federal government. Something as innocuous as the school board. Every position is important. Absolutely every single one. All right. Let's head to the talk and text line. Remember this number. We're going to have a text contest. 884-9910. Frank is joining us right now. Hi, Frank. Thanks for calling into the program.
Well, hi. How are you? Thank you. Yeah, I'm camping up here at Tahoe Valley, and I've been listening to you off and on for a few times and years before. I really enjoy your show and your commentary. And I'm intrigued with this COVID debate. I'm 69. I have not got the shot because I think along the same lines as you do. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm just wanting to get your opinion. And what do you think? What do you attribute the decline to in the United States? Do you think it has just run its course? Do you think that the shots are actually working? And do you put all three shots, you know, the J&J and the other two, in the same category as you speak about periodically? And what else was I thinking? Yeah, what do you think about all that?
All the shots have been pushed out and are basically, here's what I see. Remember back in the 70s and the 80s, we learned that all of the same stereo equipment comes from the same place and everybody just slaps their own name on it. You know, oh, go pay more for a Panasonic. You know, don't get this cheap junk. It's all the same stuff. It all comes from the same place. It's the same thing with the vaccines. It's the same people working on it. It's the same people manufacturing it. Maybe they tweaked something to make theirs a little bit different. But it's all the same garbage, toxins, heavy metals going... baby fetuses. I mean, it's all going in to the same things.
So you attribute the Johnson & Johnson as the same as the other two? Because that type of shot, from what I understand, military-wise, they've been using that type of deliverance for 30 to 40 years for the guys that go overseas and whatnot.
Yeah. And we're discovering, after all those years, that those men and women are having severe reactions later in life, because we don't know. These shots have not been tested and studied long term. I mean, if you look at, just look at VAERS. Look at the adverse reactions and the deaths. We have had more people die in the last 5 months that have died from the last 20 years of vaccines.
Oh,
that
yeah, I
should
totally
be
agree.
The eye-opener.
That's why I have not gotten it either. But what do you attribute the decline to? Do you think that the COVID has just run its course?
Yeah,
do you think the shots actually work?
No, because people are getting COVID who have been fully vaccinated, and they're still catching it. Remember, this is a virus that was manufactured onto a cold virus, something that our body already knows. It knows how to fight. I was going to bring this up later, but I'm going to mention it right now. This is a new study. Mild COVID-19 cases can lead to antibody protection for life. But this is pointing out the fact that people who have just gotten mild cases of it now have a better immunity than they did before they got it. And there's been a lot of mild cases out there. What they did was they came in the beginning of this whole thing. They made us wear masks that were toxic to shut us down. They separated us. They made us stay inside. What does that do, Frank? That keeps you from getting just a little dose of the virus. That keeps you from natural herd immunity.
Right. My concern is, you know, I'm a little immune compromised. I have a couple of health problems.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I don't want to get the shot. But after seeing a few people that have got COVID and died, you know, I'm just like right on the fence. It's like, well, are you better off getting the shot? Are you better off as a 69, 70-year-old guy taking the chance if you get COVID?
At 54, I'm immune compromised. I have horrible lung. I have a genetic lung condition. It's called alpha-1 antitrypsin syndrome. I have very few antibodies in my lungs. And after spending 4 days in the ICU and then just one in the regular, Frank, I tell you from my personal experience, I'm glad I got COVID and not the shot.
Now, well, yeah, I would love to have already had it and be sitting here and go, yeah, I got the antibodies, I feel good. You know, that would be my perfect
scenario.
You
know what, Frank? You may have already have gotten it and not even known because...
You know, I had an antibody test about 2 months ago, and at that time, they didn't show any at that time. But
gotcha.
Anyway.
Yeah, I was going to suggest having an antibody shot. But you know what? I mean, Frank, it's a hard decision for you to make. And it's a personal decision, but just make sure before that's all I ask of anybody. Make sure before you choose to have the shot or to not have the shot that you have every bit of information that you can get because doctors have been silenced. They have been shut down. Therapeutic
my doctors, you have to listen to them talk. I mean, they all think they're all like ducks in a row. They all think the same. They say the same thing that the CD tells them to say about hydrochloroquine and anything else you mentioned. Yeah, they're all just
you know what? Talk to your doctor. You can also go with the American frontline doctors and get a prescription of hydroxychloroquine or something therapeutic. And then if you ever have those symptoms come on, just take that therapeutic and knock it right out of your system. And something else you should look into is colloidal silver. I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing anything. I'm not suggesting anything. But look into it, colloidal silver. Frank, I got to let you go.
I got
to take a quick break, but it was a pleasure talking to you. And God bless. Thanks for visiting our wonderful little place here. Safe travels.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 the FM news and talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I promised you to have the text contest this hour, and I'm going to keep my promise this time. All right, here we go. 884-9910. You can't have won in the last 30 days. And you have 90 seconds. Trust me, Craig's sitting there with a stopwatch. Sometimes I do a little, persuasion, say, oh, give it to them. Here's your question. For a $25 tab at 10 Crows Barbecue at South Lake Tahoe, answer this question. So hopefully you were with us from the beginning of the show, because in today's show opened, it mentioned what day it is. You know, it's National Something-Something Day. National Pizza Day. My favorite is National Chocolate. Turn your brain into recall mode. Today is what national day? What national day is it? You have 90 seconds, 884-9910. Good luck from the Monica Jay Show.